It's episode 27 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. It is the long-awaited episode 27. I've been slacking a little bit, but we are back with another edition of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast, the internet radio podcast that you can play along with and not only challenge your knowledge of pop and great rock and roll music, but also learn a little bit as we bring you some trivia about the great songs that we play. So welcome aboard. Thank you for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. We have five songs, as we usually do, and a theme this week. You can figure out what that theme is. It might be, well, here's the clue. It might have something to do with the artist. All have something in common this week. Let's get to it. The great opening notes from five classic songs. Our first hit is from 1961. As always, we play each clue two times. Hit number two, 75. Hit number three is a classic from 1985. All right, did I say that was from 1985? Let's make it 1980. We will be accurate so as not to throw you off, but this one is from 1988. And our final hit from the year 2007. Well, there you have it. Five hits spanning, I didn't even count it up, from 61 to 2007, 40 plus years, five decades. You got the years. And remember, there is something in common with the artists. Have you figured it out yet? Well, in a minute, we'll bring you the answers and a little bit of trivia about each one. It's been a couple of weeks since we've done a podcast, and in that time, a lot has happened. One of the things that was kind of exciting is we had our quarterly trivia tournament from the Trivia Factory, and I talk a lot about the Trivia Factory because we do music trivia. Many of the contests that we put on the podcast come from our music trivia shows that you can play every Saturday night with the Trivia Factory. So we have a quarterly tournament. Many of our teams listen along that play trivia with us on a weekly basis, so you know what's going on. And if you're not familiar with it, our teams earn points every week in the top 25 teams. Out of the, 300-400 that earn points through the weeks are invited to the $1,000 cash tournament. So we had it a couple of weeks ago, and the team that calls itself the Snommish One, very happy for them. They play at Wings and Things on Monday night, where I happen to host trivia. It's always good to see one of the hometown teams win. We have 35 or so locations that host trivia through the week. And so it was one of the teams that plays with me every Monday night, and we're very glad to see that. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about the Trivia Factory, you can go to thetriviafactory.com. And if you're in the Atlanta area or going to be visiting, you can come out and play with us live. And if you aren't, well, that's why we do the podcast, because we know that everybody likes to be challenged every once in a while. Speaking of challenges, we did five songs. We brought you the opening notes, and it is now time not only for the answers, but to find out a little bit about each one. Hit number one this week was from 1961. This, truly a classic. It's Patsy Cline and Crazy.
So crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Well, Willie Nelson wrote the song. He had written several hits for other artists, but had not yet had a significant recording of his own. Patsy Cline, in the meantime, was already a country music superstar. And according to a biography about Patsy Cline, Willie Nelson, who at the time, by the way, was known by the name of Hugh Nelson, was a regular at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge on Nashville's Music Row, where he frequented with friends like Kris Kristofferson and Roger Miller, both of them unknown songwriters at the time. Well, Willie Nelson met Patsy Cline's husband, Charlie Dick, and at the bar one evening, and he pitched the song to him. Dick took the track home. He played it for Patsy Cline, who absolutely hated it at first due to the fact that Willie Nelson's demo version spoke the lyrics at a much faster tempo. So Patsy Cline's producer, Owen Bradley, loved the song. He arranged it as a ballad. Patsy Cline was recovering from a recent automobile accident at the time that nearly took her life, so she had some difficulty reaching some of the high notes of the song at first because of her broken ribs. So she came back the next day and did the song in one take. Crazy by Patsy Cline. Hit number two this week from 1975. Pretty recognizable, don't you think? Number one hit for Patti LaBelle and Lady Marmalade. Lady Marmalade is set in the French Quarter of New Orleans, and it is about a prostitute named Lady Marmalade. Now, the song was written by the team of Bob Crewe and Kenny Nolan, and both of those, you might know, had hits of their own. Bob Crewe had a hit in 1965 with an instrumental called Music to Watch Girls By, which he recorded under the name of the Bob Crewe Generation. And Kenny Nolan, he had his hit in 1977 with I Like Dreamin'. But they were both songwriters who together, among their other hits, wrote a song called My Eyes Adored You for Frankie Valli. And that was the song that in March of 1975 was in the number one position on the Billboard charts when it was knocked off by the new number one, Lady Marmalade. And that made Bob Crewe and Kenny Nolan only the third songwriting team in history to have back-to-back number one hits. By the way, the other songwriting teams, well, a team by the name of Lennon and McCartney, of course, and the team of Holland Dozier Holland, who wrote so many of the Motown hits. Well, hit number three tonight was from 1980. That's Pat Benatar's a top 10 hit. It was Hit Me With Your Best Shots. What? Hit Me With Your Best Shot was written by a songwriter named Eddie Schwartz, who is now pretty successful, but at the time he was a struggling guitarist in Toronto. And he said that he was in his mid-20s and in a kind of a weird therapy called bioenergetics. And one of the things they did was to punch pillows to work out hostility. He said that the therapy session all seemed a bit strange to him, and he remembered walking outside of the therapy, and the title of the song just came to him, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. In an interview with songfacts.com, he said that he hasn't been back to therapy ever since. He made a demo of the song during an overnight recording session, basically making up the lyrics as he went along. And he said that the story as he understands it was that a record producer at another label liked the demo and played it over and over again. And that Pat Benatar was in a meeting in the office next door. She heard it through the wall, got excited about the song, and ended up recording it. Hit number four this week was from 1988. And went to number three in the charts for Patrick Swayze. She's Like the Wind.
Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
Well, Patrick Swayze, along with Stacy Wildlitz, co-wrote the song in 1984, and they originally wrote it for the soundtrack of the movie Grandview, USA. It was not, however, used in that film. And during the production of Dirty Dancing in 1986, Patrick Swayze played the demo for the producers and the director. They loved it. They passed it on to the movie's soundtrack's executive producer. It was recorded for the soundtrack of Dirty Dancing in November of 1986. By the way, David Hasselhoff also covered the song, She's Like the Wind. He released it on his Greatest Hits album after a successful run in Germany. And hit number five this week, it was just last year, 2007. It's Patrick Monahan and Her Eyes.
Her eyes, that's where hope lies. That's where blue skies meet the sunrise.
Well, Her Eyes comes from the first solo single from Patrick Monahan, who was the lead singer for the group Train. It came from his first solo album, Last of Seven. Monahan has said in a number of interviews that the inspiration for the song came from two special women in his life, his wife and his daughter. He said the first line of the song was about them. He said they both use nightlights, not because they are afraid, but because they think they're cute. He says the song is about people looking for someone to look at them in a way that makes them feel amazing about themselves. He says it's about seeing yourself at the highest level in someone else's eyes. And by the way, he often jokes that the original title for the album was Oprah's Favorite Record. Well, there you have it. How did you do this time? Did you figure out what our theme was? We started out with Crazy by Patsy Cline, Patti LaBelle with Lady Marmalade. Pat Benatar had the hit Hit Me With Your Best Shot. She's Like the Wind by Patrick Swayze. And Patrick Monahan finished things up with Her Eyes. All of our artists had the name of Pat or Patsy or Patrick or in derivation of something like that. Well, there you have it. We always appreciate your feedback. If you have comments, you have questions, you can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. And you can always find the show notes, including all of the trivia that we bring you on the Great Openings podcast. The show notes are on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Hey, thanks for listening, thanks for downloading, and thanks for playing along. We'll see you next time on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.